The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to September 2003.
Ring-a-ding-ding, those University Tower chimes do ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an extremely unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we have a skeletal but important panel with us, and let me introduce them to you. At the far end of the table, from the Department of Communication Studies, our man of video, film, both foreign and local, it's Professor Jerry Kurtzinger.
Oh, yes, and we will get those foreigners in there, but no skeletal.
No skeleton pictures, no at least not until October 31, right?
Oh, we'll have some fun. Actually, no, Greenfield Village is the place to go for the Halloween thing. I just found that out. And I'm actually going to go. My wife's got tickets, and she's going to take some of the other kids, too, and the parents. And it's supposed to be a really good deal for the kids on Halloween.
Greenfield Village is sort of a local site here connected with the Henry Ford Museum.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to call it the Henry Ford.
The Henry Ford. Like how out in Los Angeles they have the Getty.
Yeah.
Yes, but now we have the Henry Ford. Yes, it's sort of Henry Ford's salute to the America that he wished never changed, but his car did do that. So, oh, well, that's how it goes.
Playing baseball without gloves.
Kind of thing. Folk dancing, you know, supporting the Nazi party, you know, all those good things. Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. And sitting to my left, also another regular panelist from the Department of Communication Studies, it's Chair, actually. Not an easy chair at all. That's the voice of Professor Barbara Bowles.
It's good to be back.
Did you have a nice summer, Barb?
I had an okay summer.
Okay, summer. It had a dust.
Yes, but I like this measured life of academia.
And we have a special guest with us today, someone who has been on the radio before, but sadly not on this program, someone who has done a Life Talk program, as well as being an outstanding professor of sociology here at the university, and that's Dr. Lynn Lewis.
Hello.
Welcome, Lynn.
Well, it's always good to be in good company.
Well, and having you here makes it even better. So you do have a radio career.
Yes, somewhat. Mm-hmm. I've been here and there and everywhere, I guess.
That's right. Yes, Lynn has. And Lynn has a number of different specialties in sociology, male-female relationships, I know being one of those.
Industrial sociology.
A lot of diversity studies.
A lot of diversity, black family.
Absolutely.
Like all the stuff that will make us kind of tick, talk, roll,
and we hope so. Well, so if you want to TikTok with the docs out there, this is a show where you send us questions, and if you stump the panel, you win one of three T-shirts available. Ooh. And even if you don't stump the panel, you still win the T-shirt. So such a deal. How can you get the T-shirt?
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
And our first set of questions comes to us from Tom DeWitt, Farmington Hills, Michigan.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
And he writes, "Dear professors, it was sure nice seeing you at Barnes & Noble. This was one of our road shows."
Yes, I remember. I couldn't find the place.
Well, Jerry's like me. We get outside of Eight Mile. We need a passport.
Right past the thing.
We're not
good
with those.
Huge bookstore. I didn't see it.
Yeah. That's okay,
and then
Jerry.
You try to turn around out there. It took me 10 or 15 minutes to turn around once I realized I missed it
somehow. The traffic's brutal. Wow.
Yeah. I could never live there. It'd be like living in a subway or something.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy for my little place in Northwest Detroit, I tell you. So I hope you can come back to visit us soon. I hope you like the CD. That's right, because he made the recommendation. I was looking for a CD with Mae West, and sadly there was one that had Mae West singing a Beatles song, which was very interesting.
Pretty surreal.
I did like it. Very surreal. He said, "I wish Professor Oljar could have been there." So do we all. Well, on to the questions. He said, "These are questions that a friend emailed me. Some people would think they're so easy that it's an insult to the professors, but you might need hints. 27 out of 29 is passing. I already have two of your T-shirts. All I need is the Ethics Bowl T-shirt." Okay, because we have the Engineering and Science Tech Day.
He's serious.
That's right. We've got that one.
He has to supplement his wardrobe.
Yeah, then we have our Orientation Follow the Leader shirt, and then there's the Ethics Bowl T-shirt. So I need this to complete my collection. Your largest size, please. Okay. All right, here goes.
Tom, will we see these on eBay next week?
It would be something. The standard traffic light, is green on the top or the bottom? The green
bottom.
Light.
Bottom.
That's
bottom.
Right.
Bottom.
It is on the bottom. Mm-hmm. How many states are there?
50. Oh,
50.
How many territories are there?
There's two.
Yes. Okay, and they are?
They are, you know, that place that
Puerto Rico?
At, yeah,
Puerto
yes,
Rico.
Puerto
Rico is
always at that convention. They're always at
that convention, yes.
Yeah.
And then there's one more.
Virgin Islands?
Yes,
probably.
US,
yeah,
the U.S. Virgin Islands, indeed. In which hand does the Statue of Liberty hold its torch?
Right.
Yes, indeed. I was going to say, picture coming into New York Harbor.
As if I were just getting off the boat.
Yeah, really. Yes, Dinestra, Sinestra. Which one is it? Okay. There are six colors on the classic Campbell soup label. Can you name those colors?
Red.
Okay, definitely red, which
white.
Is white. Mm-hmm.
Gold.
Yes, gold.
Black.
Yes, the lettering.
And there's some blue.
There is a bit of blue, and there's one more color. Very similar to one that you've already named.
So it's, I said gold, so it's yellow.
That's right, it's yellow. So blue, all red, right. White, okay. Yellow, black, and gold.
Okay.
Very
do
patriotic.
I know my soup.
Yeah, I know, really.
All to get our attention to buy more Campbell's.
Exactly.
Soup.
Right. I have a really dear friend who's actually been on the show before, Ken Cotter, that he always associates tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches with the nuclear warning thing that would go off on Saturdays in Detroit.
Yeah.
The first Saturday of every month we get, I think it is, what is it, the civilian defense system?
Yeah, it goes off. Yeah.
And he always, there were like eight kids in the family, so every Saturday they had the same lunch, which was tomato soup and grilled cheese. So he always associates that sound with that lunch.
Oh, my grandmother in the old days, the Connell Red thing on the radio, she'd just freak.
Oh, yeah.
She thought the world was coming to an end. I tried to explain to her. I was a little kid, but I go, Grandma, it's not going to end.
And she wouldn't eat Campbell's soup, right?
No,
it had to be from scratch.
Oh, from scratch, definitely. She was a really good cook. Boy.
As grandmas could. What two letters do not appear on the telephone dial? Now, I guess this was still when there were dial telephones.
And Z.
Z is one, but not X. X is actually on there, which surprised me as well.
Q.
Yes, it's Q.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry, you were an East Sider girl.
Yes.
Do you remember the letter exchanges?
Lakeview.
Okay,
LA. 826-2373.
Okay.
And then I was Venice, I think, 839.
Okay, VE.
VE.
Yeah. Now, on the west side.
Walnut.
You really?
WA? Walnut 48129. I still remember that.
Now, Lynn, you were from Louisiana, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And we just had numbers.
Okay.
You know, any state that has parishes, you know,
oh,
as opposed to counties.
Oh, there you go.
We have
numbers.
We only have numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the west side of Detroit, I was BR for 27, Broadway.
Broadway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And VE was the Vermont Exchange, 83, whatever. And then there was KE for Kenwood.
5-3.
Yes, 5-3.
Because I had West Side Friends, and that was Kenwood.
Yep.
Yeah.
KE.
And then my aunt and uncle lived in Rosedale Park.
Yes. Yeah. I remember my friend Sue Harmon lived in what we called AR, almost Rosedale.
Yeah. And, yeah. That's true. There is almost. Yeah, that's true.
That was our nickname.
How about Woodward and Seven Mile, Twinbrook?
That's it. So, that was, now I think it's called Grandmont. I know that's the district
Grandmont.
Of almost.
Grandmont 1, Grandmont
2. Yes. And so hers was that same exchange.
Oh, those good old simple days.
Ah, indeed.
Yeah, no cell phones or anything else.
Yeah, I asked that question in my history class today about imagining life without a phone, and there was this gasp that ran through the room. Absolutely. They were shocked to think that people at one time had no telephones. They just couldn't get it. They could understand no lights, they said, like from camping, but they couldn't understand no telephone.
Well, I didn't know what a telegram was because I told them I bought this house 20 years ago, and the woman had moved back to Missouri or somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And to close the deal, I got a phone call like at 3 in the morning from my real estate woman. Well, she was kind of unconventional, but she was cool. And she told me that I've got the telegram in my hand. I'll read it to you. This is like 1983.
All right. And these kids were like, what?
What's a telegram?
Telegram.
I mean, that's kind of a dumb bit. How do you, you know?
I just remember my grandmother saying that if ever a telegram came to the house, everyone was so nervous that it had to be bad news.
Yes.
Because nothing
was
good
typically,
would come by a telegram.
That's the only good thing I ever knew.
Yeah, she said it usually meant death.
Yes.
It was like deathogram. And she was horrified. Horrified by it, which would really frighten her. What two numbers on the telephone dial do not have letters by them, that they stand alone?
One. So,
zero?
Yes, one and zero. That's right. I guess the operator thing. Yeah, that makes sense. When you walk, does your left arm swing with your right or left leg? So if you're walking, okay, does your left arm swing with your right or left leg?
Your arms swing opposite your legs.
Yes, exactly.
So read that again.
Okay.
I had a hard time following.
It would be, does your left arm swing with the right or left leg?
With the right.
It would be with the right, with absolutely. The right.
Yeah. I was thinking of those Mybrid slides, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I was trying to think in my head, well, that was a horse, so this is fun. Well, but still.
Mr.
Unless you're really cool, though, then walking's a whole different.
This is true. Yeah,
you was the guy, the Saturday Night Fever, when he's walking home from the paint store?
Oh, yes. Oh, please.
You got the woman's walk.
That's
you know?
Right. Oh, please. No, he didn't. I'm sorry. He
Horrible.
Did not. How many matches are in a standard pack or book of matches?
24.
That's a little high, actually.
20.
20. That's right.
Okay. All right.
You know, because I remember that in Ireland, they used to sell cigarettes by a pack of 10 or 20. And then they would ask you, did you need matches? And if you needed matches for a 10-pack of cigarettes, they would just give you 10 matches. That was it. You got the little small pack.
What if it was windy? I mean, there was no...
Too bloody bad. Go hang out in a doorway, crawl under a cart, you know, our problem. Yeah, no, they didn't seem to care on that. Good
question.
The answer's called Zippo.
Zippo, that's it. You just better hope there's some flame somewhere. On the United States flag, is the top stripe red or is it white?
Red.
Yes, absolutely. It is a red stripe. Now, this is one for Mr. Broadcast here.
Oh, boy.
What is the lowest number on the FM dial?
Oh, 88.1 is the lowest.
88. They have 88.0 here.
Yeah, that would be, that's where it starts.
Is that why I can't get that station? Because it's the lowest number.
It's the lowest number.
Yeah, it goes like 80. It goes from 88 megahertz to, it ends at 108.
I never can get that.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I couldn't get it because of the watts. I don't know.
Well, some of it has to do with the power. At that end of the dial, there are a lot of educational stations that aren't as full power.
And here locally, that it's, well, like, it's 89.9 is CBC, Canadian
CBC.
Broadcasting. Yeah, is 89.9.
Yeah, and then like you have schools like Henry Ford Junior College is 89.3.
Okay. That's right, WHFR, which is a good station.
Yes, it is for
a college station. I think it's a really good station.
Ad Race, give us some equipment instead of them.
I mean, and then my other favorite college station locally is 91.5, which is CJAM, the University of Windsor station.
That's a good station.
It's an excellent station, but sadly the Ann Arbor station blocks it out a lot of time. They're 91.7.
You got to live on the east side to get the CJAM, I think is what's
I can
going
get
on.
It until I get to Ford Road, and then it starts fading
that's
out
why
on
I don't
me.
Get it, because I'm so.
You guys, you are so technical.
They are
aren't
they?
I just drive with one hand and mess around with the dial and almost get an answer.
Well, I hate to say, but since the late unpleasantness in the Middle East, I do not trust American broadcasting of any kind. I listen to nothing except CBC News now.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I cannot hang with the gang. It's just, can't do it.
And the National's so good on television.
Yeah, it really, really is. You know, and it's very unbiased. It's international news, not told from a certain slant. So, gotta listen to that. And while we think about listening, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback. 1988. The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have three of our regulars with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always. On his right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Harvey Golder, hi.
Hello, yes, that's right. And on Sarah's right, from the Department of Performing Arts and Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
How do you do, Edwin?
See, who is he today?
I'll just read a lovely article about Australia.
All right. The questions for today, all of which are Bert Tilly questions, have been culled from something like 340,000 of them that he has sent in over the last 6 months. For what cartoon did Donald Duck win his first Oscar? 1942 was the year.
The Donald Duck movies had names.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'd forgotten that. No. Of course, they had to, didn't they?
Yes.
That Old Canard?
No.
The Farmer Takes a Wife.
No, it had to do with the war.
Oh, yeah. They sell it now in the video stores, and you see him wearing his little helmet.
That's right.
Okay,
and there was a song.
It's called Donald Duck Uncovered.
No,
it's called
Duck Uncovered.
Of course.
It's called The Ducks of War.
The Ducks of War.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from September of 2003. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return this summer with more brand new episodes. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu. Now let's return to this classic episode of Ask the Professor from September of 2003.
And we're back. Questions from Tom DeWitt of Farmington Hills, Michigan. And these are questions of what are supposed to be common knowledge, but somewhat surprising, not too common. Although you guys are definitely kicking them out.
We're doing
good. You are doing it.
Yeah, we're on top of this stuff.
Oh, here we go. These are one of those awful physics questions in high school that used to give me a headache.
Oh, no.
Which way does water go down the drain?
Counterclockwise.
Yes, it is. Now, that's true of certain geographic locations.
North of the equator.
North of the equator is counterclockwise, and south of the equator is simply clockwise.
I was so tempted to just say, it goes down.
Thank you, Lynn. Or you hope it goes down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's when our drain is not clogged.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only physics question I've ever gotten right. I really feel cool.
Good for you. When I used to see those type of questions, my brain would just start.
It's like the day I got a math question right a couple years ago. I was stunned.
Oh, is that like those awful questions that if Jerry is boarding a train in Los Angeles going 135 miles per hour, and Lynn is boarding a train in Denver.
We get there.
Thank you.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Thank you.
You're boarding it at 100 and some miles. I think that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, really. I don't think you're getting on the train.
No.
But those were those horrible questions they used to say, oh, this is to help you with your SATs.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
no.
In what country are we talking about?
Thank you. It helps send me to an MD because I need my head shrunk. Which way does a no smoking signs / run?
Left at the top and it ends at the bottom right.
Bottom right. Yeah. Toward the bottom right. That's absolutely correct. Okay. Well, yeah, that's I've never really thought of that slash thing. I suppose that would be true with no anything, no whining,
yes.
None of those.
Not if you're dyslexic.
That doesn't help. How many channels are on a VHF television dial?
Go, Jer.
I was going to say Jerman.
Well, we go from a VHF?
Yeah, it says a VHF TV dial.
Well, you go from 2 through 13, and that's VHF.
Now, that's interesting because he lists...
And UHF starts at 13 and goes to like 81.
Okay, because he said there's no channel 1.
No channel 1.
Which makes sense.
No channel 1.
And he lists it to channel 12. So he said 2 to 12?
There's a 13.
There is a 13?
Yeah.
Channel 13.
You can pick up Toledo. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can do all... If you live like south of Ford Road.
Okay, there you go.
Because actually, when the Lions were good many years ago, we were able to watch a football game in glorious black and white by the outside antenna. In manipulating a Toledo station. Because they black out the signal from like 50 miles away, so it'd have to come from Toledo. But yeah, there's a 13.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. We'll have to keep that in mind.
The aluminum foil.
I was going to say, really? Do you remember those weird rabbit ears when you were a kid on TVs and like moving?
Well, every time you changed the channel, you had to fool with the antenna to get the picture.
Exactly.
I mean, instead of this remote, like my kid going back and forth.
Jerry's son is what, 5 years old?
No, he's almost eight.
Eight. Oh, that's right, Delia. Duh.
I brought him in on Friday. During the summer, he goes, oh, no, radio on Friday? I wanted to be on the radio again. It was fun. I said, well, maybe.
So good. Bring him back this year.
Well, yeah, there's a few days with no daycare. I'm sure
Way
he'll
cool.
Be back.
He's got daycare with us. We'll just feed him full of sugar and send him home to Laura. Okay, that'll work. What side of a woman's blouse are the buttons on?
They're on the left.
That's exactly right.
I'm glad I have on a blouse.
I was going to say, really, got a knit top on here, hon. Ain't working.
That's how you
But we're all covered, radio audience. Please,
yes.
This is a Catholic university. Yes. On a New York license plate, is New York on the top or the bottom of the plate?
Top.
Yes, you're right. It is on the top.
New York.
Which is kind of different, I guess, from other states. Didn't know that. At least that's what he notes here. In which way do fans rotate? As you're looking at the fan, which way would it rotate?
From left to right?
Yes, that's true. It would be clockwise as you look at it. Good, Lynn. Whose face is pictured on the U.S. dime? And he writes here, keep your hands out of your pockets.
FDR.
Yes, it is. It is Franklin Roosevelt on the American dime. How many sides does a stop sign have to it?
Five.
A little bit more than five,
six.
Actually. Actually, more than six, you know.
It's
an octagonal, I guess. Yeah. When you're reading a book, the even-numbered pages are on what side, right or left?
Left.
Yes.
Yeah, it's left.
They are on the left-hand side with the odd numbers, you know, it's on the right. Now, here's a good question. How many lug nuts are on a standard car wheel?
Four.
Five.
It's five. I would have said four.
I've had way
minute.
More flat tires than you
have. I have one
got.
Missing.
Okay, Lynn.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
On my car. Yeah. Not just in my head.
But, oh, no, no, no. Don't say that. Now, there's a team that's called the Lugnuts, right? Isn't it a sports team?
Lansing baseball, minor league baseball, I believe.
Yeah,
Lansing,
they're the
Lugnuts. I think I'd find another name, you know?
Well, I know. That's
yeah,
pretty...
There's nine of them, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, there better be more than five of them, or they wouldn't be playing like... How many sides are there on a standard number two pencil?
How many sides?
Sides, yeah.
Four.
No, that's at least six.
It is six.
Because when I worked at the station, the best pencils were like Dixon Ticonderoga.
Ooh, 2.5. Ticonderogas, yes. Nice
and
pencil.
And I would be mad when they buy some El Cheapo ones. I go, how much money are we talking about here? Like 25 cents a box? Get the good pencils.
I have a niece who did marketing and public relations in Florida at Florida International, and she's now working for an ad agency, and they just landed the Ticonderoga pencil account. And she's very excited about new ways to market the Ticonderoga.
Yeah.
So I'll have to tell
those are great.
They swear. She called me. She was so excited. And she said, oh, Aunt Kat, they're the best pencils
they
in
are.
The world.
I mean, unless like, you're, okay. you're going to get like, you know, cross or some
oh, well, yeah,
mechanical
yeah, yeah, yeah.
thing that cost a fortune. But yeah.
It's a name. The name gets it. It's like, it's those names that kind of roll off
yes.
your tongue with that mm-hmm.
Ticonderoga.
Cinderella.
Yeah.
Refrigerator.
It does. It has yeah. a real kind of like. Class yeah. kind of sounding mm-hmm. name. So she's supposed to send me a box of Ticonderogas
those
to check
great.
Them out. So I'll have
yeah.
to have to lay a feud on yeah. Jer that way. Can you name the seven dwarfs?
Sleepy.
Okay. All right. My favorite. Thank you.
Dopey.
Yeah. Dopey.
Doc.
Okay. Doc.
Bashful.
Yes, yeah, bashful. Yeah, because oh, you know, bashful wow. usually gets left yeah. out. Good for you.
That's for those of you who have kids.
Yeah, really. Okay.
I remember this from my own youth in the 19.
Okay. when think of somebody who's always upbeat.
Happy.
That's right. Happy. Happy. Okay. Think of hay fever season.
Sneezy.
Okay, and then think of. Somebody who's miserable,
grumpy.
Grumpy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, think of all the characteristics of former Dean. I wasn't going to go there.
Grumpy to the tent, power.
Thank you.
Well,
that.
He
okay.
asked me when he was leaving, I was like the last day or something, did I like wear a suit or a sport coat and a tie when I got hired? He wasn't sure. You know? And I said, yeah, you can rest assured on your way out that, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. At yeah. one point in my life.
Yeah.
Why would he be asked that?
Well, that, you know, once in a blue moon, he'd make a joke, and he made so few that...
Oh, no lie. Exactly.
And I'd be like, I'd be
wow.
stunned.
He made a joke.
He was such a serious guy.
Wasn't he, though?
And I don't
so
watch television,
serious.
Jerry. Like, everybody watches television.
Oh, give me a break.
I don't care if you're the dean or not.
He thought being grumpy and looking mean and evil would get folk to do what he wanted them to do. I said, that's how you get folk not to do.
Thank
what
you.
Want
let
them
a sociologist lay it out for you, hon.
Yeah, that's really,
I don't think so.
If you don't like speed one, you're not going to like speed two.
No,
exactly.
no.
Intimidation behavior does not work on people
yeah.
who cannot be intimidated.
No, my father used to say, you get a better day's work out of people that you say, I appreciate your being
there
here,
you
than
go.
Kicking them in the fanny.
Exactly.
And I always thought that was a good way to work.
Yes.
That's why people steal pencils.
Ticonderogas! Oh, no. How many hot dog buns are in a standard issue package? Standard issue.
Eight.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that would match up with
than
a pack
dogs.
Of hot I know this because yes. Dylan's favorite food is hot dog,
oh,
Dad.
Oh, okay.
So I know there's yes. eight hot dogs in a pack of hot dogs, so mm-hmm. I think there's eight buns.
Tube steaks, yes, yeah. as we used to call them.
It's
indeed.
Like, Dylan, would you rather have steak or hot dog? Hot dog.
Dogs.
Of course. Oh, he's a kid. He's smart. There
That's
you go. On which playing card of the deck is the card maker's trademark posted on? So this is a trademark of the card maker on which playing card?
The Joker.
I would have said the same thing, Lynn. But this really surprises
card,
me
okay.
because...
The one-eyed jack.
The one-eyed jack.
Ace.
It's an ace. It is an ace.
Ace of spades.
It's the ace of spades.
Ace of spades.
Exactly. I've got to look at a deck of cards. I always thought the Joker had all the little print and things
yeah.
on
oh,
it.
All of my playing cards have the logo because I have Hello Kitty cards.
All right. There you go.
I just love those.
I just know that we have this horrible carton of cards that the kids use at the cottage, and they're in all different horrible shapes. So we probably have to look for new cards, but I got to look on that one in particular. On what side of the Venetian blind is the cord that adjusts the opening between the slats of the Venetians?
That would be the left side, I think.
Yes.
We have them in our family room.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And Laura's always like opening up everything, and I'm like, no, this is too sunny. So yeah, it's just like the thermostat. Okay, I'll put the air conditioner on so it's cool, and I'll walk by like a half hour later. I go, it's starting to get hot. Well, she turned her thermostat up.
Okay.
And then we've never argued. We never spoke about this. And then I'll just go turn it back down so it cools off. And then she'll turn it back up. And it goes back and forth. It's been like this for years.
So you have heating and cooling wars going on
in
the
Kurt
Singer
private,
household.
It's our only real argument is the heating and cooling. The silent heating and cooling, passive-aggressive thing. You know?
Well, okay.
Well, if you can talk about it with a smile on your face
that. Well, it's
fun. There you go.
It's fun.
Yeah, well, that's the right idea to have.
You know,
exactly.
Otherwise, you may be in divorce court.
Well, yeah. I would think. And if you're in divorce court over a thermostat,
you belong.
Divorce court over squeezing the toothpaste in the wrong places.
In the toilet paper upper.
Yes.
I saw one of my favorite Simpsons last week where Homer went away to a spa for a couple hours, left Grandpa in charge of the kids, and the kids ended up getting picked up and put in foster care, sadly with the Flanders family. But that was one of the charges, that the toilet paper was hung the wrong way. I thought, what a great episode. On the back of the $1 bill, what is in the center of the bill?
In God we trust.
Now, same thing. I would have said the exact same thing.
It's a building.
That's what's listed here, which is very surprising to me, because I guess I have a bad image of American money then.
The center?
The very center, he said, of the bill, of the $1 bill, on the back of the $1 bill.
The very center, it says one.
Exactly. That's what he has written here. Is it spelled out as
yes.
O-N-E or?
With complete with drop shadow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. Okay. Makes sense.
I don't keep them long enough to examine them.
Well, if you asked me about the back of a 20 or something, I'd have to ask somebody else,
really?
Because I haven't seen one in a while.
I'm sure our faculty have a lot of ones in their wallet.
Yeah.
This is interesting. I've got to check this out because I've got to go to Canada and pick up a wedding gift this week. Now, oh, they have nothing except people playing hockey on the Fiverr. How
cool.
Cute. Let's stop here and let me thank our panelists.
Okay.
Professor Bowles.
You're welcome.
Professor Kurtzinger.
Loonies and Toonies over in Windsor.
Indeed. And our special guest, Professor Lynn Lewis.
Ask me back anytime.
We'd love to have you. Now, this word.
You could spend practically all day searching through the radio dial trying to find answers to life's most perplexing questions.
Of course you know what to do, but you're flattered.
Or you could ask the professor and get some real answers.
What did store owner Sam Drucker tell Lisa about getting electricity?
She'd have to do something with him first.
No.
And Arnold watched.
Come on, get those questions ready and send them to Ask the Professor Radio Show. Care of the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221. Or you can send your questions by email to atp@udmercy.edu. Get real answers from real professors when you listen to Ask the Professor.
Ah, yes, Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Briggs Building basement on the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Today, Ask the Professor was produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is right here with us, Dr. Barbara Bowles. So, until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Go Wings!